Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
31069.
Thank you. And you said that was 31069?
That's correct.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Charles Miles, M-I-L-E-S.
Thank you. And it'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
Well, I do completely understand. However, I do work for a call center that services over 40 different companies, so I do have to have the account pulled up and verified to be able to see what is going on.
Okay.
And so that I can make sure I have located the correct account, could you verify the email address we'd have on file?
My email address is roy196@windstream.net.
Thank you. And what I'm showing is that there would have been either a survey, an ad, or an email that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize such as a iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum. And it would have stated in the terms and conditions that by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the meal plan feast treat. However, I am showing that all of the transactions were declined.
Well, yeah, because I didn't know what all that mess was about. They tried to get in touch with Sam, but it's showing up on my bill there. Capital One's, they're charging $19 and $13 a month. And I don't know what it is. And Capital One told me to call y'all and see if I'd joined a club or something.
Yes, I do apologize. However, I'm showing where the charge was declined, so there was no account created.
How come it's still showing up on my credit card bill then?
You'll give me just a moment to look a little further into that. It will take me just one moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did inform me since we're not showing a charge on that account, the only other way we'd have of trying to track down the charge would be with the first six and last four of the card that is being charged.
The last four numbers?
I would need the first six and the last four.
Hold on. Let me see if I can locate it again. I know the last four numbers is 9418, but I got to get my card to find others. Okay, it's 5239-1496-7706-9418.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as we do see if we can track it down. It will take us just a moment.
Okay.
And I do really want to thank you for all of your patience, as it is taking my supervisor just a moment to look into that.
Okay.
And while my supervisor is still looking into that, is there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that's it, I guess. I figure this what this is.
Well, I do completely understand.
Thank you.
And I really do apologize just one more time for such the long wait. My supervisor is trying to see if they could possibly track down a charge that may have went through, so it is just taking them a moment, so I really do apologize.
That's okay. I got plenty of time. I'm an old man.
And my supervisor did ask if you know the amount and date of that charge.
Well, it was February the 23rd through post date was March the 21st, was $19. And the end was March the 2nd and to March the 21st. $13.
I do apologize. However, those charges would not be from us. We wouldn't have any charges for that amount.
Mm-hmm. It said a purchase adjustment was stated on the bill. That's why I didn't know what in the world was a purchase adjustment.
Thank you. I'll definitely pass that information along to my supervisor, see if they may know what that is. It'll take just a moment.
Okay. They're trying to call in.
Okay, and I do want to thank you for your patience. My supervisor did inform me they're not sure what it would be referring to with purchase adjustment, but we don't have any $19 or $13 charges.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Capital One said. They didn't know what it is either, so they want me to call y'all and then check out. And so y'all don't know either, so it must be somebody else then. But I sure appreciate your time and everything.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, you just have a good evening and take care.
Well, thank you, and you too. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Same to you. All right. Bye-bye.